A Search for Thermal Gyrosynchrotron Emission from Hot Stellar Coronae, by Walter Golay et al. We have searched for thermal gyrosynchrotron radio emission from a sample of 5 radio loud stars whose X-ray coronae contain a hot, T greater than 10 to the power of 7K, thermal component. We used the JALA to measure Stokes' INVI spectral energy distributions, SEDs, over the frequency range 15 to minus 45 GHz, determining the best fitting model parameters using power law and thermal gyrosynchrotron emission models. The SEDs of the three chromospherically active binaries, ALGAL, UX Arietis, HR1099, were well fit by a power law gyrosynchrotron model, with no evidence for a thermal component. However, the SEDs of the two pre-main sequence, PMS, STARS, V410 Tau, HD283572, had a circularly polarized enhancement above 30 GHz that was inconsistent with a pure power law distribution. These spectra were well fit by summing the emission from an extended coronal volume of power law gyrosynchrotron emission and a smaller region with thermal plasma and a much stronger magnetic field emitting thermal gyrosynchrotron radiation. We used Bayesian inference to estimate the physical plasma parameters of the emission regions, characteristic size, electron density, temperature, power law index, and magnetic field strength and direction, using the independently VLBI measured radio sizes, X-ray luminosity, and magnetic field strength as priors, where available. The derived parameters were well constrained but highly degenerate. The best fitting temperatures for both PMS stars were approximately 0.5 dex higher than the X-ray derived temperatures. We argue that the power law and thermal volumes in the PMS stars are probably not co-spatial and speculate that they may arise from two distinct regions, the stellar corona and the inner edge of their accretion disk, respectively. This was A Search for Thermal Gyrosynchrotron Emission from Hot Stellar Coronae, by Walter Golay et al.